Hey guys, Tola here on December 19, 2014. Thanks for tuning in. You want to check out all the shows, go to my website or follow me on social at Rich Tola. But let's jump right into some celebrity shout-outs. First one, Stephen Colbert. 9 years with the Colbert Report, moving over to succeed David Letterman, The Late Show. Congrats to Stephen. Awesome, right? Way to go. And he's got well wishes from all around the globe. President Obama, President Clinton tweeted. You got Steve Martin, Steve Carell tweeted. Hey, even the Guardians of Peace got in on it. They said, hey, whatever you do, don't talk about North Korea. We're going to bomb CBS. Yeah. Not really. But anyway, let's give a shout out to Kate Upton, right? Sexiest woman alive, People Magazine, 22-year-old Sports Illustrated model, way to go. She's awesome. I mean, she joins Penelope Cruz, was awarded by Esquire in October. And Eva Longoria in January by Maxim. So, hey, way to go, Kate Upton. And they were going to give it to Jennifer Lawrence, but you know what? They said we like Kate's nude pics better. Something about her covering up. I'm not sure. Well, on that note, let's go around the globe for the latest news. We're calling this first one, Stocks Gone Wild. Hey, for anyone who invested in the stock market this year, kudos, right? Going through the roof. Five reasons why. One, interest rates remain low. Two, crude oil is low, right? Gas prices are low. Number three, stock inventories are low. Number four, few alternatives to stocks. And number five, the Guardians of Peace been hacking all year, driving prices up. All right, the second one we're calling Diners Gone Wild. Did you hear about this? Waitress in Virginia who received a $1,200 tip. No kidding, on a $128 bill. That's a 940% tip. Wow. Talk about, I mean, that's awesome. She's been working 5 years as a waitress. She has two small children at home, single mom. I mean, way to go. Yeah, and then when the diners left, they left a note saying, we stole the money from the Guardians of Peace. Yeah, way to go. This last one we're calling Posers Gone Wild. Did you hear about the latest? Instagram has shed 18.8 million followers. That's 30% of all the users on Instagram. You talk about losing followers. Justin Bieber lost 3.5 million. That's 15%. Ariana Grande lost 1.5 million. I mean, 7% of hers. And Rihanna lost 1.1, about 8% of hers. I mean, talk about, hey, what's all... No worries, though. They said no worries. Why? Because the Guardians of Peace on Christmas Day are going to hack and add all those followers back. There you go, guys. Something about those Guardians of Doom today. All right, guys, let's go over to the Get Your Shit Together word, because this one, clear cut, really simple, but it goes to two parents. I hate to say it, but the parents of James Holmes. We talked about him yesterday. He's the lone shooter. He killed 12 people and injured 63 others at a movie theater, suburban Denver, right? The Dark Knight Rises. We talked about this in yesterday's show. Here's a guy who premeditated the murder, has photos on his cell phone that he staked out the place. Yeah, is he deranged? Is he psychotic? Yes, he is. But should he be sent to jail for the rest of his life, institutionalized, like his parents say? No. Sorry, you got to get your shit together. He should be put to death, as the prosecutors say. Give him the death penalty. No reason for this guy to go and clog up the system and cost thousands and millions of dollars. Who knows for the rest of his life? Sorry, folks. You got to get your shit together. You got to let him go. Your son did a bad thing. On that note, let's move over to some fitness tips. All right, quick five tips, because most people, they overeat during this time period. These 2 weeks, you're going to gain 2 pounds, 10 pounds, whatever it is, don't gain the weight. First and foremost, get on the scale. Check out your weight today. So in 2 weeks, you can check it out. You don't want to gain weight. Good. Here's five things you can do, because who wants to put on weight now and be talking about their beach body? You got to get ready for the beach for 6 months. That's ridiculous. Here you go. Number one, be conscious of everything you're eating. Yeah, if you're going to overeat, overeat one time, but be conscious of what you're eating and try to prevent yourself from gorging. Number two, get a drink, water, tea, coffee. Try to stymie that hunger whenever you can. Eat a piece of fruit. Number three, stand more than you're sitting, because when you're standing, you're eating less. When you're sitting, you're kind of like groveling. Don't do it. Stand more. Number four, go for a walk. Get some stretches in after your meal. It's awesome. Work on your posture. Get the heart rate up. Stretch it out. And number five, if all else fails, do what the Romans do. Gorge yourself and get rid of it. All right, that's not what you do, clearly. But hey, be respectful of your body inside and out. Be conscious of everything you're eating and don't put the weight on. You don't have to. All right. Hey, that's our show for today. Hope you enjoyed it. Check us out on Monday. It's Movie Monday, right? I'm going to be reviewing Reese Witherspoon's film Wild. Yeah, check us out. I'm Rich Tola. And remember, dreams do come true. But hey, what do I know?